Hi, it's Glenn Beck. See you weekdays at noon on my new home in Seattle, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Yeah, 25 minutes to 9 o'clock. John Carlson here. By the way, I've told you before about a great website out there on state news. It's called WashingtonStateWire.com. Again, that's WashingtonStateWire.com. It's a private website. It's a good one. And their main writer there is Eric Smith, who I've known since college. And I asked him to come on the show today. I'll tell you why. Eric, good having you here first.
Always a pleasure, John.
The only reason that this legislative session went into overtime, double overtime, and right to the edge of a government shutdown, in my opinion, the only reason it went that far is because the Democrats were waiting and waiting for that one vote Senate majority coalition to break up, to crack, so they could get their own agenda through. And that required not only the entire regular session, but a special session that, as I said, went right to the weekend before the government would have shut down and they had prepared layoff notices and everything else. So here comes Rodney Tom, the Senate Majority Leader, who says, you know what, that didn't need to happen, and what we ought to do is fine every legislator $250 a day that they have to go to special session, because there's no reason for them to go to special session. I love this idea. You know, I'm so tired of sessions being called where they go into session, they adjourn, and they just have negotiators, you know, for 3-4 weeks, and then they finally reach an agreement, and legislators, in the meantime, get their per diem payments, and it's just so completely unnecessary. So what are you thinking about this?
Well, I think that Rodney Tom's heart is in the right place. There should be something to light a fire under the legislature, but I'm not sure that this necessarily gets at the real heart of the problem. In fact, there might be some serious drawbacks with regard to the maintenance of the citizen legislature here in Washington State.
Okay, now, legislators get $42,000 a year. They also, what's their per diem payment?
I'm not sure what their current per diem payment is, but it is an amount that is equal to about the amount that is required for a hotel room, gas money, and food and other incidental expenses.
And they also have an expense account, don't they?
Yes, they do. Okay. Office funds.
Office funds. So legislators are supposed to be part-time representatives of their district. This is not supposed to be a full-time gig. But for some of them, it is, so they don't mind playing politics, you know, over and over and over again, going into special sessions. So I think that when legislators can't get their job done on time, why not sanction them?
Well, there is sort of a problem, and that's that a lot of the legislators have to balance a private life, a life in which they make a living on top of what they earn from the legislature. So they get to $42,000 a year. Let's take a look at how much Rodney Tom's proposal would have cost them. At $250 a day, if we subtract 105 days, the length of the regular session, from the 153 days that it actually took to complete the work in Olympia, each of them would have gotten a $12,000 hit in their salary. And at the same time, he also would cancel their per diem payments during the course of a special session. So that means their gas money and their hotel bills would have come from their own pockets.
Yeah, but you know what? That wouldn't have happened, Eric, because the prospect of paying $250 a day means that every member of the House and Senate caucus in both parties would have told their leaders, get a deal done now. We want to be out of here by tomorrow afternoon.
That is a pretty good thought, and we could only hope that that would happen. But, you know, the ways of politics are funny. You never know whether or not a tactic like that would be successful. I have great sympathy for the members of the minority caucuses, the ones that really have absolutely no say. For instance, the House Republicans didn't have really any say in Governor Jay Inslee's decision to call a special session for May 13th when everybody in Olympia knew that no budget could possibly be developed until June 18th when the next revenue forecasts were coming out. So basically all of the House Republicans would have been hit with this gigantic whopping charge. I don't know. Perhaps it would have given a little bit more pressure for the Democrats to do it, but I just think that there might be some innocent victims here.
So what's the alternative? And I should point out, Rodney Tom is listening to the show. He's calling in, which is wonderful. We're going to go to him in just a second here. So if you don't like Rodney Tom's idea, can you think of an alternative that will deliver the same results?
Well, I thought that there were a couple of funny suggestions that also came out from a couple of members of the legislature toward the end. Reuben Carlisle, Democrat who is the chairman of the House Finance Committee, had an amusing posting on his Facebook page. And what he said there was that it might be a nice idea to perhaps move the state capital to Seattle. Now, I don't think that would get the legislature done on time myself.
No.
Because I find myself thinking, you know, all those legislators from farm country, once they see the bright lights of Seattle,
Yeah. You
know, once they see the opera, the symphonies, and they have the opportunity to eat at Dick's Drive-In every single day, why would they want to go home?
Yeah, Eric, there's too much government in Seattle already.
Yeah.
All right.
But then Michael Baumgartner had a funnier idea. He said, move it to Walla Walla. And I think that not only would that get them done on time, they'd also want to get done early.
Thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it, Eric.
Sure.
That is Eric Smith from Washington Statewide. Well, let's put Rodney Tom on, the Senate Majority Leader, joining me here on KVI. How you doing, Rodney?
Always good to be on your show. Nice to be out of Olympia.
I love your idea.
I think a lot of people like the idea. We need a forcing function to get us out of town, and certainly moving to Seattle wouldn't do it, but maybe Walla Walla would. But I think a much simpler concept would be let's cut out the per diem, and if $250 is too high for some people, let's figure out a dollar amount that puts each of us that we have stake in the game.
Well, I think that one of the unreported realities is that legislators are actually rewarded for not getting their work done on time when you go into special session because they get per diem payments. Explain how that works.
Well, for every day we're in Olympia, we get $90 for hotels, food, lodging, those kind of things. I would hope most legislators, the 90 bucks is far less than they would make normally in another job. So, but in a lot of cases, that's not the case. I just think we need a forcing mechanism to get us out of town. And that's the beauty of legislation is let's put the idea out there and see what kind of ideas come out.
Now, I was telling Eric Smith, who was doing the math, and he said, well, if we had these $250 fines in place, it would have cost each legislator $12,000. And I said, no, Eric, you don't get it. The reason why, if you had $250 a day fines, the special session would have lasted a day and a half. Because
if that, we would have never had a special session. I mean,
yeah, even better.
The thing that people don't realize is the deal would have been probably really close to the same deal. It's just without a forcing mechanism, people take it all the way out to the end. And I think if there were fines in place, you'd have a lot of pressure from a lot of members saying, you know, let's get the job done. We know where, you know, the middle point's going to be, and let's get to it now rather than later.
I mean, don't you have in some of your capital contracts, if the contractor doesn't get the job done on time, there are fines?
Absolutely.
Why not?
In our transportation, that's the way it is. It makes sense that we do the legislature that way.
Yeah, we'll just extend that standard. No, I think it's something that needs to happen. Now, is it constitutional? Because your friend and colleague there in the 48th District, House member Ross Hunter, says he doesn't know if it's constitutional.
Well, Ross isn't an attorney, and neither am I. We'll let the attorneys figure out that. But I think that there's some mechanism out there that we can put in place that will work whether it's moving us to Walla Walla or a fine.
Okay.
But I think it's incumbent upon us that, you know, we've had special sessions, you know, for the 11 years I've been down there. We've had more than our share, and it's time to stop.
Well, and as you point out, far more than necessary, because oftentimes the final deal isn't much different than what the regular session would have had. It's just that, you know, the powers that be said, well, let's just string it along and see if we can get a better deal.
Right.
And that's what happened here. They strung it right to the very edge of a partial government shutdown because, in my opinion, they were just trying to see if they could crack the majority coalition.
And that they didn't do.
No, they did not. Anyway, Rodney, great talking to you. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Thank you, John.
You bet. That's Rodney Thom, the state Senate Majority Leader, joining us here on Talk Radio 570 KVI.